With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Home/radio.
The Bloom Daddy Radio Network, brought to you by Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing in Bridgeport. If you want tattooed or pierced, then call Breaking Skin Tattoo. Bloom Daddy and Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing, bringing pleasure and pain to the Ohio Valley.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Time now for Hour 2 on the Bloom Daddy Radio Network. Here's the host that puts the lead in your morning pencil, Bloom Daddy.
All right, we finally got the goods on the ideal nap time from a sleep expert as far as how long your nap should last. What do you think it is, Otis?
I'm going to say 40 minutes.
Okay. You're a little long there. 10 to 20 minutes long. Mm-hmm. That's it. The ideal time to nap is between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. Now, I can tell you, from being an expert on napping, getting up at the time we get up, I've always said 10 to 20 minutes, that's it. Tell my kids the same thing. If I go over 20 minutes, I should put it to you this way. If I go over 45 minutes, my day is ruined. I'm a zombie. I can't move. I can't function. It's over. If I just close my eyes for 10 to 15 minutes, it's like I just smoked crack. Even though I've never smoked crack, I'm just imagining that that's probably what it rejuvenates me big time. 10 to 20 minutes, that's it. As far as 2 to 4, it's whenever I feel like I got to go. And usually, depending on what I'm doing during the course of a day, that could be 11 o'clock in the morning. It could be 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
There's been times that I've come home from my other job, you know, and it's maybe 6, 6:30, and maybe I just grab something to eat. And yeah. I'm kind of just sitting there watching TV, and I kind of doze off. And then, like, I'll wake up, and I'll think I'm late for this job. I'll see the sun still out, and I'll be going, oh, my God, I got to call Bloomer. I'm late. I said, who's running the board?
10 to 20 minutes. Nap time. That's it. Top headlines out there on your Tuesday. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis saying health experts share some of the blame for low COVID-19 vaccination rates, which is currently hovering around 48% in his state. He said that experts need to be careful with messaging to vaccine skeptics. And what he's saying is, he said, you know, you can't go around lambasting people who are hesitant about getting COVID shots, making them retreat even further. And you know what? The guy is 100% correct. And I equate this to, once again, parenting. If you tell your daughter, I don't like that guy, I don't want you dating him, what do you think she's going to do? If you tell your son, don't you ever drink, don't do it, blah, blah, what do you think he's going to do? You got to handle it with kid gloves. They have not handled it, they being the Biden administration, with kid gloves. What they do, they shame you. They make you feel like a degenerate. And let's not forget something. Way back when, okay, Kamala Harris, remember her comments? I saw the interview this morning. If Donald Trump tells me to get vaccinated, I'm not getting vaccinated. At the end of the day, this is Donald Trump's vaccine. He's the guy that expedited the process. He's the guy that got it underway. And when Kamala Harris and Joe Biden were running for president and vice president, they were the ones telling Americans not to get vaccinated. Don't trust it. It's Donald Trump. Not going to do it. Then all of a sudden, Biden's in the White House. Now all of a sudden, hey, vaccinations are the greatest thing in the world. Go get vaccinated. When you throw that mixed messaging out there, when you lie to people in order to win a political office, what do you think they're going to do? They hated on the vaccine for political reasons. They defeated the vaccine in the beginning to defeat Donald Trump. And now they think Americans are just going to forget about that? I mean, there's a lot of people out there who do listen to politicians, who do listen to athletes. There's athletes out there that lambasted Donald Trump and his vaccination efforts. Oh, I'm never going to take that if Trump. Well, now they're telling you to go get it. So you want to talk about mixed messaging? You want to talk about dropping the ball? The Biden administration did that when they were running for office. And they make you feel like you're a degenerate. You can't treat people like kids when it comes to the vaccine. reason with them, show some compassion, try to explain and not demean. But instead, what are they doing? Demeaning and basically making you feel like a damn degenerate. So if they want to point a finger at anybody, they need to look in a mirror. Jeff Bezos taking off young and old in space today. Blue Origin, blast off is at 9 a.m. Ron Guerin, highly decorated astronaut, fighter pilot, test pilot. Ron, correct me if I'm wrong, but over 71 million miles traveled in space, right?
That is true.
Okay. All right. So what do you think about Bezos today, and what do you think the ramifications on private space travel and everything else are with all of this?
You know, I think it's great. I know that it's getting some bad press because, it's coined as the billionaire space race. And, as of right now, it's reserved for a select few that can afford the exorbitant prices of doing that sort of thing. But I think the more people that see our planet from that perspective, the better off we're all going to be here on the surface, because I do think it's a transformative experience. And I think these are the first steps in possibly the dawn of a new era of space travel, where space travel becomes as commonplace as air travel.
Why is it important, Ron? I mean, you have people out there saying, okay, it's just a bunch of billionaires flaunting their money. Is it just that, or explain to the listener right now why this is important, this private space travel to the American people?
Well, I think there are valid arguments against it. I think, some of those folks who express that opinion are not wrong. There is, but it's not complete. There's more to the story than just that. And I think these are the first steps. Efforts like this will prove out to be the first steps that lead to space travel becoming as commonplace as air travel. If we think back on the early days of aviation, it was a very rare occurrence. There were a very select few people who got to fly in an airplane and see our world from the vantage point of the air. And now we don't think twice about getting on an airplane and flying anywhere in the world. And, I think these flights that, are classified as space tourism will eventually evolve into space travel, not just, in orbit or to destinations outside of orbit, but from point A to point B on the Earth. And we'll be able to fly to different points on the Earth in a fraction of the time. Part of the flight path will take us outside the atmosphere. And I do think it's a transformative experience for folks, and it will make vast improvements in technology and our ability to solve the problems that we face. Again, these are just some of the baby steps that will lead to that.
Talking to Ron Guerin right now, highly decorated astronaut, fighter pilot, test pilot, explorer, entrepreneur. Ron, you got two books about ready to be released, Floating in Darkness and Railroad to the Moon. Give us a little insight into both.
Well, Floating in Darkness is, I think it'll be a lot of fun. It's all about dogfights and space flights and spacewalks and living on the bottom of the ocean. But it all serves as a metaphor, an allegory for the evolution of society, not only where we've been, but where we need to go. And I think it illuminates a path towards a future that we'd all want to be a part of. It illuminates a path out of this divisiveness, out of this polarization that we've seen in the world. And I think that was my objective in writing it. And Railroad to the Moon is a children's book about a little girl who goes to the moon and eventually becomes the mayor of Armstrong City, which is a city on the moon.
Ron, what was your all those miles traveling in space, what was your most unique experience, or what do you remember most?
Well, it's hard to say because there's a lot of them. Obviously the launches, and I launched both with the U.S. and the Russians on their Soyuz spacecraft. I did four spacewalks. Those are certainly exciting. But I think the biggest thing that I was left with was the view of our planet. And, when I looked at the planet from space, I was filled with an incredible sense of gratitude. Gratitude for the opportunity to see the planet from that vantage point, and gratitude for the planet that we've been given. And in some way that I don't think I'll ever fully be able to explain, being physically detached from the Earth made me feel deeply interconnected and deeply interdependent with everyone on it. I saw the reality of our true unity from space, and it's a unity that we unfortunately haven't been living up to, but hopefully that's going to change.
More than 71 million miles in space, orbits of our planet, over 178 days in space for you, four spacewalks, as you mentioned. What are your thoughts on UFOs? A lot of buzz about UFOs. Do you believe in extraterrestrial life?
Do I believe that there's possibly life in the universe? Yes, I think the universe is. I don't think it. I know. I know it's enormous, and it doesn't make statistical sense that there wouldn't be other life somewhere in the universe? Do I think that they visit us on a regular basis and somehow the 7 billion cell phones with cameras on it don't capture a clear image of I don't think that that's the case. I think there's I've flown 30 plus years in the military. I've never seen anything I couldn't explain. I don't know anybody who's seen anything they couldn't explain. I'm not saying that that hasn't happened. I'm just saying that I haven't seen any evidence that make me believe that we got flying saucers whizzing around us, and we just don't capture it with the right equipment.
All right. Ron, thanks for being on the show today.
It's been my pleasure. Good morning.
All right. Once again, Ron Guerin, highly decorated astronaut, fighter pilot, test pilot, and explorer. Guantanamo Bay detainee Abdulov Nasser sent home to Morocco yesterday after he'd been held without charge almost since the facility opened 19 years ago. The transfer was the first of a Gitmo detainee by the Biden administration. Now, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the administration was considering all options for safely transferring out the last detainees, a few dozen of whom are left and shutting down Gitmo. If you remember, Barack Obama ran on the platform of closing Guantanamo Bay. Once he got into the presidency, he realized that was a mistake. It all sounds good. To me, Guantanamo Bay is about symbolism. It's about the symbolism that we are not going to forget 9/11. We're not going to forget our fight against terrorists. And it's also symbolism for the terrorists because that is the last place on earth they want to go. Closing it down, you lose that symbolism. And that's what this administration does not get. Symbolism is important in any fight, in any culture. I mean, look around. Every culture has museums that include symbols. They have statues. They have buildings. They have landmarks. That's why we do it. And let's not forget, Guantanamo Bay was not for the faint of heart. And what I mean by that is we didn't send run-of-the-mill terrorists to Guantanamo Bay. We sent really, really, really bad individuals. We sent individuals who are the scum of the earth.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
And anybody who feels sorry for anybody who was at Guantanamo, you don't understand what it was there for, what it was all about, and what these pieces of filth represent. 800-624-1170, bloomdaddy@iheartmedia.com. When I come back, maybe the most outrageous thing you're going to hear in a long, long time. This has to do with athletes, the Olympics, and sleeping on anti-sex cardboard beds. I kid you not. You're going to want to wait around for this one.
Living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself. I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot.
News Radio 1170. WWVA.
Want to win some cash for the summer?
No way.
Spend it on yourself.
Do something fun with it.
Maybe treat myself.
Spend it on the family.
Take a vacation.
Well, vacation.
You've got up to 12 chances to win $1,000 every weekday with a grand in your hand. Brought to you in part by the Jeweled Bird. It's all about color and individual expression at the Jeweled Bird in Wheeling. Getting engaged? The Jeweled Bird has a diamond jewelry specialist who can help you design the ring of her dreams. Stop by the Jeweled Bird today at 136 Edgewood Street in Wheeling.
Jacob & Sons Quality Meats of Martins Ferry, right down from the Martins Ferry football field. If you're looking for quality, freshness, and a great taste when it comes to your meat products, then I highly recommend this family-owned and operated business. Go to jacobandsonsqualitymeats.com to see all they offer, or just head to 306 Center Street in Ferry.
Let radio advertising keep your business top of mind with customers all summer long. Visit iHeartAdBuilder.com to get your business on the radio quickly and easily. You can even make your own radio ad. Just answer a few questions and we'll do the rest. Sign up today at iHeartAdBuilder.com.
You are trying to sell a 2012 or newer car, truck, or SUV. Call Deal and Dave. You have a loan payoff and not sure how to sell. Call Deal and Dave. You're in the middle of a lease and confused on your options. Call Deal and Dave. You listed your car on the internet. People set appointments and don't show up. Call Deal and Dave. You sold your car to another individual and they don't know how to get it financed. Call Deal and Dave. You're busy and struggling to find time to call.
Well, the answer is simple.
Visit our website at anbautosales.com. Click on the Sell Us Your Car tab, and the process begins. Need cash in hand today? Visit A&B Kia Showroom, directly off the Boggs Run Road exit in Benwood, West Virginia. Ask for Deal and Dave, and leave with cash today. For all your car selling problems, there's only one answer. Deal and Dave. And only one place, A&B Kia in Benwood, West Virginia.
Texting while driving is a serious problem on America's roads. Did you know that when you send or receive a text while driving, you take your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds? At 55 miles an hour, that's like driving more than the length of an entire football field, blindfolded. As a result, thousands of people die every year in crashes related to distracted driving. That's why officers are out looking for people who text while driving, and that's why they write tickets. So if you text while driving, you will get caught. And that's nothing to LOL about. You drive, you text, you pay.
America's CBD store in St. Clairsville has all your CBD needs in one place. They feature a great selection, including Above Wellness THC-free products, as well as products for your pets. When you need CBD products, go to America's CBD store or shop online at CBDbypreferredfm.com.
Elite Auto Glass in Moundsville, West Virginia is your one-stop shop. They offer auto glass replacements, spray-on bed liners, remote starters, auto detailing, truck accessories, and much more. Call Josh at 304-281-7744 to schedule your appointment.
This is the Daily McCoy Consulting Scam Alert. Using your personal information, an identity thief can file a fraudulent tax return and claim a refund.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Schlepp's Family Restaurant, Morristown. Stop in today for their signature ribs and chicken.
State inspections, oil changes, brakes, and more. WheelingTire.com.
The free iHeart app, you know, the one you use to listen to all your favorite radio stations and podcasts, is also your free music app. We get it. The soundtrack of your life changes throughout the day. There's music you turn on to get fired up, and there's music you turn up to wind down. Now, you can make as many playlists for as many different moments as you need to make it through your best or worst day. It's super easy. Just add one song, and we'll help you build a full playlist with that same vibe. The free iHeart app. Number one for music, radio, and podcasts. All in one.
Bloom Daddy.
Bloom Daddy notice coming at you. Tokyo, the Olympic Games. The world's best sports competitors are set to spend their nights on cardboard beds designed to collapse under the weight of fornicators to discourage sex amid COVID-19. Now, if there's anything that I've learned in life, nothing will stop people from wetting the willy if they want to. If you want to take the old one eye to the optometrist, you're going to go to the optometrist. Whether you have a cardboard bed, a rock bed, a bed of nails, it doesn't matter. So they are trying to avoid two-person push-ups because of the coronavirus. So they have set up 18,000 of these cardboard beds for these sex-crazed athletes descending on Tokyo. We got a little parody song for you, if you will.
do not want us to have sex. Hotel beds are weak and flimsy because of COVID-19. We can't hook up like in the past. No making out. The beds won't last. This really sucks. We've all got needs. In 2016, had an orgy. How can we score when our beds are cardboard? Getting horny, all the athletes are bored. No knocking boots, cause our beds are cardboard. COVID-19 protocols are hardcore.
I mean, seriously, when we think about cardboard beds, is that going to stop anybody? Because the last time I checked, all you need is a floor. Whether it's dirt, whether it's a hut, whether it's concrete. I mean, dude, give me a rock. I'm going to make it happen. Give me a bed of nails. It doesn't matter. I'll figure it out. Give me a sink. Give me a railing. Give me anything.
Take your blankets and your pillows and throw them on the floor.
I mean, cardboard. What about, okay, so let's think about this for a second. They're going to collapse under the weight of two people. You ever see a shot putter, male or female, in the Olympics?
How about the hammer throw girls?
The hammer throw girls? Where are they going to put them? Huh? I mean, this is so stupid.
It'll be corrugated plastic.
This is so stupid. They used to pass out 160,000 condoms to these athletes coming into the Olympic Games. They're not doing that because they're trying to discourage any kind of sex. They don't even want safe sex. So now they're going to put up cardboard beds. They should have just canceled the damn things. This is so stupid. Seriously. They should have just canceled them. No fans, no fun. No, who wants to be there? I was flipping through last night. When are the opening ceremonies? I don't even know when the opening ceremonies are. Do you know?
I think they're tomorrow.
Are they tomorrow? Or were they last night? Because I thought I was flipping through, and I could have swore that I saw something about the Olympics. And I didn't even hesitate to keep flying right through.
Friday?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I won't watch 1 minute. I can tell you that right now. I will not watch 1 minute. But this is the dumbest thing that I have heard in a long, long time. Cardboard beds that collapse to keep the fittest, some of the best-looking athletes from fornicating.
Is there a desk in your room? Is there a chair? Is there a sofa? I mean,
listen,
sink?
You can butter the biscuit standing up. You don't even need to lay down. I mean, if you got two people that are attracted to each other, there isn't a damn thing you're going to do. They're going to get it on. Plain and simple, end of story, that's it.
Is there a swing?
We got to ask host of Fox Across America, Jimmy Failey. He's on the show at 8:20 about this. He'll have something stupid to say. You can guarantee yourself that. Hey, coming up on the show, Commander Kirk Lippold is going to be on. Now, I interviewed Kirk last week. Do you remember the topic? Do you remember exactly what it was? Mm. I think it was about terrorism.
It was.
And the readiness of our Navy.
Yes.
I think that's what it was.
Yes.
Kirk was the commander of the USS Cole when it was bombed by Al-Qaeda in the Aden Harbor on a routine fuel stop back in 2000. He had a small fiberglass boat carrying C4 explosives. Matter of fact, about 400 to 700 pounds of explosives were used. A lot of the blast entered a mechanical space below the ship's galley, and it pushed up the deck, killing crew members who were lining up for lunch. I think a total of 17 of our military members died in this attack. It was the deadliest against a U.S. naval vessel since the Iraqi attack on the USS Stark back in 1987. Kirk was the commanding officer. And even though he was found to have done everything right, he still basically retired without getting a promotion, without getting the respect that he deserved. But we're going to be talking about that morning of Thursday, October 12th of 2000, when the Cole, under his command, docked in that harbor. When he first realized something was up, his reaction to it, and you're never going to believe the rules of engagement at that time. I mean, we could not shoot on this boat. even if we knew it had dynamite aboard it or explosives, unless they fired upon us. Just incredibly stupid rules of engagement.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.